In this IBO podcast, the lead prosecutor investigating the biggest corruption scandal in Brazil's history provides an update on the case and calls for changes to the criminal justice system in the country. Public prosecutor Deltan Dallagnol heads the task force overseeing Operation Car Wash, the two-year investigation into corruption at the state-owned oil company Petrobras. The far-reaching multi-billion dollar scandal has implicated dozens of executives from major companies, as well as politicians, and so far led to more than 200 people being charged. He begins by explaining how the car wash investigation grew to reveal an unprecedented kickback and bribery scheme.
We began with a very small part of corruption in a huge case of money laundering and crimes against the financial system. Then that little dot expanded and became a huge investigation on corruption. In the beginning, we were investigating only transfers made internationally and by money laundering agents who worked in Brazil. And then one of them had a relation with a Petrobras agent, a Petrobras director. After 6 months, he decided to cooperate with the authorities. We were investigating money laundering in one contract. Then he came to us and said, oh, it was not only in this contract of this company, but all the contracts of this company, that there was corruption. I received bribes. Then he said, not only the contracts of this company, but the contracts of all the companies which had contracts in my field. But more than that, all the contracts of all the fields of Petrobras, in general, they involve bribes. And then we discovered that we had this huge scheme. We had Petrobras employees, and we had political agents who were congressmen in general, who supported the maintenance of these directors in their position. And they received the bribes, and they shared the bribes in this part of the scheme, of the beneficiaries of the scheme. And what we discovered is, further, is that this scheme was not happening only in Petrobras, but it involved also other offices. It was a general scheme. Corruption in Brazil is systemic, is endemic. And then we began to uncover a lot of politicians involved in this major scheme from different political parties. Well, in Brazil, the Federal Prosecution Office is very independent. Society gave us powers, rights, and protection very similar to the ones given to the judges. So we can act in a very independent manner, in a technical manner, in an impartial manner against the criminals. We were able to charge so far more than 200 people with charges of corruption, money laundering, and criminal organization.
On cooperation agreements with defendants.
But we have something that is very important and was very important in our case, that is the possibility of having cooperation agreements with defendants in which we may favor the defendant with lowering the penalties that should be applied to them. This was the reason why we were able to develop the car wash case and to reach a lot of people. We made cooperation agreements with about 50 defendants. This was the kind of engine of the case, mm-hmm. which moved the case forward. And through these 50 agreements, we were able to recover about $1 billion already. In Brazil, we had this impunity rule for as a general rule. And in order for us to get the first cooperation agreement, we had to overturn that rule, at least in that case. Because nobody is going to make an agreement if they can get away with that. And there is an idea that following the money could lead you to the evidence that you need, but that idea is not true anymore. Because modern money laundering agents, they have a lot of techniques to break that trace of the money, that path, they are able to break that chain, and we cannot follow the money anymore. So if you do not have internal information, it's not possible for you to develop a case.
On sending a message to companies and society.
If you do not punish the company because they are too big to fail, too big to jail, what you are doing is to send a message to all the society saying that big companies will not be punished at all. Yeah. And then you have a mess in the society. Every big company can commit corruption freely because they are not going to be punished. We need, at this moment, in our context, to send a clear message to all society that those who commit corruption, they are going to be punished and firmly punished. We are going forward in order to unveil corruption everywhere, no matter the political party, no matter who is involved. This is our purpose. This is the role that the Constitution, Brazilian Constitution, gave to us.
On reforming the criminal justice system.
In order for us to diminish the rate of corruption in Brazil, I believe that we need to improve our criminal justice system. The rule in Brazil is to produce impunity regarding white-collar crimes. We have many flaws, many loopholes in the system, which allows people, rich people, powerful people, influent people to get rid with the crimes that they committed. So we need to change that. And the political system favors corruption as well because it today, nowadays, campaigns, electoral campaigns depend on huge amounts of money in order for people to get elected. We need to find a way to diminish the amount of money which is needed for an election. And Brazilian society has more and more a conscious about an awareness about how corruption can harm us in a lot of fields. For the first time in two recent polls, corruption was pointed out by Brazilians as the major problem in Brazil. Yeah, more than education, more than health, more than unemployment, because society has realized that this problem, corruption, affects also the other problems. It causes the other problems, at least partially.
On penalties for corruption and Supreme Court reform.
Even in the cases where we are able to achieve a conviction, we discover that the punishment of corruption in Brazil, in the practice, it's a joke. The person will not serve time in jail. The person is merely going to do some community service, to give some goods and food for our charity, and they will get away with that. So we need to reform the system in all these areas. Some people whose functions are very important for the running of the country should be judged directly by the Supreme Court. We agree with that. Maybe 10 people, maybe 20 people, as it is in a lot of countries in the world. However, in Brazil, more than 20,000 people have that right. I have that right. I should not have that right. My function is not essential for the regular ruling of the country. So we need to change that, especially because it's much more difficult to investigate a person before an appellate court or a Supreme Court, which are not made to investigate cases. They are made to review cases, not to investigate cases, than before a first instance court.